Over time, moss, mold, and mildew stains cover your home, and cleaning them is too much work. You need Wet and Forget, the easy bleach-free way to clean tough outdoor stains. For decks, patios, and cushions, use Wet and Forget outdoor spaces. No scrubbing, no rinsing. Just apply and let it do the work for you over time. Got a bigger job? Reach second-story siding and roofs with Outdoor Max. Up to a 30-foot reach and two times the coverage. Get Wet and Forget at Home Depot, Lowe's, and Walmart.
Whether it's slots or live dealers, SpinQuest.com has the fun and action you're looking for. With SpinQuest exclusives, blackjack, roulette, baccarat, and even live dice with craps and bubble craps. The games never stop, so you don't have to. And right now, new users get $30 coin packs for just $10. Play now at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Burt Show.
Let's turn our attention here to Jody. If you guys have missed this over the last couple of days, let me just give you the 2-minute audio recap of the phone call that we took from Jody on Friday.
My big problem is this. I'm getting married in about 3 weeks, and my fiance's sister has a really bad stutter, and they've just decided a couple days ago that they want her to read something at the wedding.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel awful, but I don't want her to read something. You know, I really don't want the ceremony marred by someone who can't get the words out.
Oh, my God. How bad is it?
When she's nervous, it can take her 10 minutes to say something.
So say something like a sentence or like, say something like a passage?
Like a passage.
And you think that you will be standing at the altar really upset about it if it did, say it did, does take her 10 minutes.
It's my day. You know, I want everything to go smoothly. You know, I don't want to be there waiting for her to get something out.
Oh, man. Oh no. Jody. Now you can't make fun of her. That's not fair. It's not something she can control.
Have they already asked her?
Yeah, I think they have.
Oh.
Like, I mean, it came to me after the fact.
Well, I'm kind of on both sides here because I think, first of all, you're the bride, so all decisions should be run through you because it is your day. But on the flip side of it, do you really want to make that decision and call your sister-in-law and say no?
You know, I think I should be able to say something.
I think it's absolutely offensive. I mean, I think this is your family. This is your family member, and you're saying that it would make your day imperfect if she got up there and spoke, even though she can't speak as eloquently as you?
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Sarah?
I know that the guy does not have much input in the wedding at all, and if this is his sister and something that means a lot to him, she needs to back down.
Hey, Crystal.
If you did want to get out of it, you can always say that you've asked someone else to read and give her another part in the wedding.
The only call we've gotten that agrees with Jody.
Oh, Lord.
I don't see why this is such a big deal. I mean, Jody has a right to her own feelings, and it doesn't seem like she's saying, oh, you know, her sister is this stupid person, you know, because she has a speech impediment. And she just, it's like, of all things to do, why would somebody give somebody who stutters reading?
Now, we can say since that, the calls haven't been nearly as lopsided, and the emails haven't been nearly as lopsided. Like, most are calling, well, about half are calling and saying, what is she thinking? And the other half are like, it's her day.
Right.
Let her do what she wants.
More people are defending Jody as the bride than I would have ever expected.
And I thought Melissa made a great point yesterday that this is really kind of it's a deep gesture.
Yeah, if and my thought yesterday was if the brother asked her or any family member had asked the woman who stutters to read, I mean, nobody is more self-conscious and more aware of the stuttering problem than the woman that has it herself. And she's more self-conscious than anybody ever could be about it. And for somebody to ask her to read, to me, would be just the ultimate, you know what, it doesn't matter how you talk. I want you to speak at my wedding. And to me, it would be like the ultimate compliment to her.
So Jody's fiance was going to have the talk last night with his sister. Now, the one thing we universally agreed on is that he should have consulted Jody before he asked the sister. I mean, that's a pretty big part of a wedding.
Yes.
We all agreed on that. The thing we disagree on is the reason why she doesn't want the sister to read, right?
Right. We can understand.
Are we in agreement about our agreement?
We are in agreement about the agreement.
Okay.
I agree.
Okay.
You know what? No, I'm just kidding.
Hey, Mindy.
Hey, I didn't think it was possible, but Jody makes Super Bowl Sarah seem open-minded.
Very true.
A lot of people are siding with her, though. I mean, because, and I've said this before, too, because I'm being a little bit hypocritical here, that there are very few days, I think, in your life where you get to be 100% selfish. All you have to do is think about yourself. And for that day, your wedding day is pretty much that day for a bride.
Yeah, but I mean, 100% selfish. I mean, but there's limits. Like, I think it's a day where all the bride is the center of attention. You know, it's the bride's day, but that doesn't mean she can be a total witch and nobody have any feedback about it. And the other thing, I think that if you put the ceremony and the ritual and the ceremony before the human beings that you're going to be a part of a family with, then your priorities are messed up. I mean, I think it goes beyond the limits of how selfish she can be.
And Jody is isolating her and her fiance as the only ones that mean anything in this whole wedding experience. But a marriage is two families coming together. And I think that that's kind of been the spinoff conversations of this whole thing with Jody. It's like, this woman is going to be your sister-in-law, you know, for the rest of your life. She's a part of your family. You can't treat somebody like that that's in your family.
Yeah, and I think Jody said yesterday that, well, I'm not marrying the family, I'm marrying my fiance.
Right.
And you are sorely mistaken if that's what you think marriage is.
Hey, Jody.
Yeah?
All right, so did your fiance talk to his sister last night?
Yes, he did.
All right, you take it from there.
Okay, he spoke to her, and she was totally fine. One of his other sisters I told her, too, and she was fine with it, too, but then she told her parents.
All right, hold on. So your fiance goes to the stuttering sister and talks to her.
And she was totally cool about it.
And she was cool about it, but also goes to an older or a younger sister?
Younger.
Younger sister. Tells her too, and the younger sister proceeds to go to what will be your future mother-in-law.
And father-in-law.
And father-in-law. Okay. All right.
And the father-in-law was... he didn't take it in I really didn't mean it in a mean way. You know, it's just... I didn't expect, you know, I don't want my wedding day to be marred anyway.
So what did the father and the mother-in-law, what did they do?
Well, I got a very sharply worded email, and he said, I'm sending you this email because I want to choose my words carefully. And he went on to say that he was deeply offended that I didn't know that stutterers don't stutter when they read. And I think somebody at your station should have told me something. I mean, no one mentioned that stutterers don't stutter when they read. I had no idea. Well, I thought it was something that happened all the time to them.
I didn't know that. I mean, why would you think that anybody in here would be educated on that?
Well, you guys do run a radio station. I thought somebody would know something.
So it's our fault.
Yeah, it is your
fault.
Right,
okay.
Just because we have a morning show means that we would be educated on stuttering?
I would think so. I would think you guys would, like, I thought you guys were trying to help me. I thought you guys were going to look stuff up, know about things.
Oh, so we research every call that comes in.
For some reason, I thought you guys would.
So we're in service of your wedding as well as everybody else.
You know, I'm really sorry, but it's just, I was under the impression you guys would do a little research.
Uh-huh. Oh, so this is on us now.
Yeah, I'm very disappointed with your show. I mean, my boyfriend is too. We're determined to make everyone stop listening to you guys.
Now hold on a second here, Usher. You brought this on yourself. This has nothing to do with us. So I'm just curious what your response was back to the email, or should we write your father-in-law for you?
No, I'm going to write him back in the next couple days after I've cooled down.
And what are you going to say to him?
You know what? That's a private matter. It really doesn't...
It's a private matter? You've been talking about it for 3 days.
Yeah, but this is my father-in-law. I've got to choose my words carefully. I've got to decide what I'm going to say.
So your father-in-law is different than your sister-in-law. Like, I don't know. I'm surprised that you're going to show some respect to him.
Yeah, you know that the relationship is damaged at this point anyway. I mean, just for the fact that you wanted to pull out.
And I'm curious, now that you know she won't stutter when she reads, can she be in the wedding, or will she still mar the perfect wedding experience?
We're just still discussing that today. So,
well, the damage is done, though. The sister-in-law already hurt. You know, you already rejected her, so it doesn't matter at this point.
Did your fiance tell you what his approach was with his sister? Did he say, look, my fiance Jody isn't comfortable with this? Or did he say, look, I jumped the gun here and I invited you to be the wedding reader even without Jody's?
I think he told her he jumped the gun.
Okay, so it's not, he didn't put it entirely on you.
No, of course not.
Okay, I think that's the wise move on his part.
Yeah, but she still knows the truth.
I'm sure she knows the truth. I'm sure it's, like Melissa was saying yesterday, it's something she's insecure about already. And I'm sure that if her feelings were hurt, she was not going to tell her brother.
Her feelings weren't hurt.
You don't know that.
Well, I mean, if they haven't figured out that it was you that this is coming down from, then your father-in-law wouldn't have written you an email.
Well, he wrote it to the both of us.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't just to me.
Now, hold on one sec here. Hey, Brooke, you're on all the hits, Q100.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, here's what I think. The moment that she tried to blame this on you guys, mm-hmm. you should have hung up on her. It is not your fault. She is trying to find somebody to take the fall for being so mean. I think the only thing that would make this fair is if she had jumped on the gun and taken care of this herself instead of letting her fiance do it.
Well, you know what? I would agree with Jody in this way, in that he had to write what he did was wrong. Because
right.
he shouldn't have invited her in the first place, so he had to write that. And to save, you know, the relationship between the in-laws and Jody, I think the only way to approach that was to say, look, not even mention the stuttering thing. It was just that I made a mistake by coming to you first without talking to my fiance about a very big part about our wedding.
No, I think the way that it was better is for Jody just to say, you know what, that would be cool to have your sister in the wedding, and then everything would be fine.
Exactly. I totally agree with you, Melissa. I think that she should have allowed her to be in the wedding and call it a day.
Great idea, honey.
What I don't understand here is now if you know that stutterers don't stutter while they're reading, then why is this still even an issue? I think Jen brings up a great question.
Because it's a long passage, and I really didn't want any reading in the wedding, you know, in the ceremony anyway. I wanted a quick ceremony
mm-hmm.
in a church, in out. You know, I didn't want a whole half-hour wedding ceremony.
All right, Carly.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
What is wrong with you?
There's nothing wrong with
you. There's nothing wrong with you? Okay,
no.
First off, if you didn't want speaking in your wedding, then why didn't you just say that to begin with instead of hurting this woman's feelings and saying this because she stutters?
Good point.
And what are you? You're going to blame the Bird Show? They're supposed to do research for you? What, do you not have a computer? Do you not have the internet?
No, I don't. I don't have the internet.
Totally.
But she's going to email her father-in-law back somehow, miraculously.
Right.
Well, yeah.
Well, how'd you get the email? In a smoke signal?
Yeah.
No, it was on my fiance's computer.
Oh. So he has a computer.
Yeah.
So why didn't he research it for you? Or it's his sister. How long has he known her? 5 days? He doesn't know that stutterers don't stutter when they read?
Apparently not.
Apparently not? Well, how are you going to sit there and blame the Bird Show? If I was this guy and I was marrying you, I would run in the opposite direction. First off, because you are a self-centered, egotistical person, sitting there thinking about yourself, you're marrying his whole family, honey. The whole family. And you are never going to live this down. You're going to be known as the wicked witch that wouldn't let the sister read at the wedding because she had a stuttering problem.
Uh-oh.
And Jen could probably back me up on this. Her mother will never forget that.
Oh, no, no, no.
So the father could get over this, but the mother will never be able.
Mother-in-law will catalog this forever.
Hey, Mario.
Yeah, this lady is just incredible. She is so amazing. I cannot believe that there's people out there that exist like this. She has no heart, no compassion. I mean, I feel bad for her husband. I really do. I feel really bad, and I wish him the best of luck. I don't know how in the hell they're going to get this to work out. I really don't. I'm just so destroyed by what she has said. She's making a Bird Show research? What
yeah,
the hell?
I'm brushing that off. I'm not even. Yeah
that's
I can't even take
just
that serious.
She's just clutching at straws because she didn't know that, and she made this big stink, and she feels stupid. She made a big stink over.
I thought you guys offered a community service.
Uh huh. We were trying to stop you from making the stupid mistake you made. We were trying to help you. I'm curious because yesterday, you know, like we just said before we got Jody on the phone about how many people were supporting her, but yet we haven't heard those phone calls. I'm curious if anybody's calling
now?
Up. Yeah, where are you? Where's Jody's supporters?
Now, here's Michelle, who is a speech therapist, and she could tell us if it's true that stutterers don't stutter when they're reading. Hey, Michelle.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Good. Can you confirm that for us?
I can kind of confirm it. It depends on the person, of course. But most people, once they've practiced a paragraph over and over, are able to read with perfect clarity. So that is actually true. If Jody's sister-in-law did practice, she would be able to do it very well.
Okay, Jody, so does that change anything for you? All she's got to do is practice
late.
It.
It's too late.
It's not
the sister's
too late.
Already been, no, but the sister's already been told. The offer has already been taken
rescinded.
Back. So it doesn't matter at this point what you do. The damage has been done.
Right. And the other big point to make is stutterers know their problems. You know, they're the most aware of them. And it's a big thing for Jody's sister-in-law to want to do this. I mean, that's a huge step for her. Like, that's the biggest thing towards her getting through her stuttering problem. That's a big, big thing.
So had Jody shown some support here and actually...
No, Jody's actually done some damage to the sister's psyche, basically.
And
the other
she has.
And the other thing Jody needs to also remember is the wedding is not one day. It's your whole life, her entire life. And her relationship with her future family depends on this day.
That's the point I was trying to make. I mean, you're talking about 2 minutes out of your wedding for a lifetime of happiness.
The damage has been done. I mean, we can talk all day long about it, but what we tried to prevent from happening has happened.
Because the father-in-law would have only written back his son if he didn't think that Jody was involved. He would have written, what's your fiance's name again?
Jeff.
Jeff. So he would have written Jeff an email, and he would have said, Jeff, I think it was a poor decision that you jumped the gun before, you know, consulting your bride. You've hurt your sister's feelings, yada, yada, yada.
But he sent it to both.
But he sent it to both of them.
We wrote it as both of us.
You wrote what as both of
you? We wrote the letter as, he spoke to the sister. He said, well, we both feel that we should have been, he was just explaining that he hadn't cleared anything through me.
What letter are you talking about?
It wasn't a letter. It was when we talked. When he talked to his sister.
She's not speaking very clearly right now.
Yeah, right. I think we should end this conversation. You're starting to stutter.
You know what? My mission for the rest of the year is to try to get you guys off the air. You guys are not going to have
you know what?
Any,
you should absolutely,
any work in radio by the year 2005.
Okay. Please try that. Tell all your friends.
Right.
All your friends about it.
Well, I am. I'm telling all my friends. I mean, my friends who know me are just totally on my side.
You know what? Your friends are talking so much crap about you behind your back. They're embarrassed for you right now.
You guys are all delusional.
No, I've done some research on this. I did the research. Because as a morning show, that's what we do.
I think you guys are sleep deprived and you're just like gibbering on the freaking radio.
All right.
Very nice talking to you. Thanks for giving us 3 days of material. Bye-bye.
Oh, I hate her.
Find love in your heart. You know what? You need church. You need to find more love in your heart.
That's what I mean.
Good morning, all the hits, Q100.
Hey, this is Kai.
Hi, Kai.
Hey, I just wanted to say I was originally a supporter of Jody. I just thought that she should be able to have the choice, not necessarily the way that she did it. But now I see she's just a complete idiot. I mean, who the hell thinks the Burt Show should research? I mean, you called up a radio show. People are just going to call in. That's instantaneous. Nobody's in the background doing FBI backup checks.
No, we have a whole staff. We have 13 people there that are researching every topic that comes on the radio every morning.
Right. She's a fool, and I feel so sorry for the other side of the family because, for one, they're going to make her pay. She's going to pay for this forever because that's their family. And now to see that she's just an idiot and she really just doesn't want that sister to read, even though she now knows that she's not going to stutter reading.
But
so.
Melissa said, at this point, it doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter if the sister reads or not, because it's what we try. What my goal was is to get her not to have that conversation or anybody have the conversation with the sister, because that could have been not only the sister's most special day of her life because her family had asked her to do that, but it could have been the highlight of the entire wedding because everybody that would have been at the wedding would have known the struggles of the sister, would have seen her work to overcome it for that couple, and it could have been one of the best wedding moments ever, and Jody selfishly ruined it all.
This show doesn't resort to name-calling, but if we did, we'd call her a dumbass. But we don't.
The Burt Show.
Overtime, moss, mold, and mildew stains cover your home, and cleaning them is too much work.
You need Wet and Forget, the easy bleach-free way to clean tough outdoor stains. For decks, patios, and cushions, use Wet and Forget outdoor spaces. No scrubbing, no rinsing. Just apply and let it do the work for you over time. Got a bigger job? Reach second-story siding and roofs with Outdoor Max. Up to a 30-foot reach and two times the coverage. Get Wet and Forget at Home Depot, Lowe's, and Walmart.
I'm here with SpinQuest, where you can play and win from the comfort of your own home with hundreds of slot games and all of the table games you love with real cash prizes. Right now, $30 coin packs are on sale for $10 for new users. It's all at SpinQuest.com. That's SPINQUEST.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Turn your tax refund into a new kitchen with Menards. Make this the year you check that project off the list. Renovate your space with new cabinets from Cardell. They're ready to install and come in a variety of styles and finishes with free shipping to your home. Visit our kitchen showrooms in-store or go to Menards.com for free estimates today. Plus, check out our weekly flyer for all of our hot deals going on now.
Save